Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Talked about Ben Johnson yesterday for Stock Up. And that still applies a little bit today with this conversation. I was looking at the coach of the year market because yesterday we were all probably on FanDuel and stuff getting our free bets that we were for Missouri.
Sure was.
And coach of the year favorite is Mike Vrabel. And I get it. Look, they look awesome. But Mike Vrabel in year one got Drake May. Probably going to be the number one seed. They're going to win their division. So this is not an anti-Mike Vrabel thing. I'm just saying if Ben Johnson, with the remaining schedule they have, if he ends up getting the one seed in the NFC,
I think
Ben Johnson should be the coach of the year over Vrabel. I'm saying if they are both number one seeds, I would have my vote. I don't have one for Ben Johnson over Mike Vrabel. And the thought process there is, you said it, one, you know, the division aspect of it. But what's impressive with Ben Johnson right now is Caleb Williams. And while eventually it is on him, the coach, this is not like Caleb Williams is playing at an MVP level.
He's not even playing at Drake May level.
Yeah, Drake May's playing at an MVP level, and that's in large part why they're where they're at. Caleb Williams is not by any means, and yet they're still going to do that. That to me is even more impressive in a weird way. So my vote would be Ben Johnson. But if they don't end up winning their division, then it's a no-brainer. Mike Vrabel is going to end up winning Coach of the Year.
Yeah, I don't mind either, I guess, at this point. Mostly because the North is obviously a much more difficult division on aggregate and has more good teams. But anytime you knock off one of, this is why Sean Payton should be in at least the conversation. Anytime you knock off the stalwart of a division who's been winning it for 7 to 10 years in a row, just over and over and over again, I think that holds some weight. That's why I give Vrabel a nice advantage, where taking down the Bills in the division has not been some easy feat. They've been winning it every year. Over the North changes hands a little bit, you know? It's not the same team every year, and it does seem like the Lions and Packers are not quite as good as we thought they were. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, coaching, sticking with that, is there any world in which the new general manager of the Miami Dolphins just says, get Tua's ass out of here, but I'll keep Mike McDaniel?
The way they're playing.
That's what I'm at. Like, is there a world in which you're like, you know, I don't know that I want to go look for a new head coach. Mike McDaniel, somehow in the middle of all the upheaval we gave him and lack of talent this man has and losing Tyreek Hill, the team never quit on him.
They haven't.
They kept fighting. And look, they're not a good team.
I mean, they just beat the Saints and the Commanders in back-to-back weeks. Let's calm down.
Not a good football team. You know? I'm not claiming that. They're 5-7 on the season. But I think we'd all agree that they did not quit on Mike McDaniel. And that there are still some scheme things that people like that he does around the league. I think if he doesn't stay in Miami, I think there's a pretty good chance he ends up a head coach. I think there's a pretty good chance he just ends up with another team in this coaching cycle, being the head coach of some other squad. I don't know how many jobs are going to come open this year.
Usually 5 or 6.
But I wouldn't be stunned to find out if he's the new New York Jets head coach.
Oh, I don't think they're going to fire Eric Glenn. I think the Giants, by the way, are going to hire Mike McCarthy.
Ooh, they're going to go vet guy, huh? Mm-hmm. Either way, I think that Miami should actually maybe consider McDaniel. I don't think that he's the problem in Miami, and the problem is the quarterback.
Yes. Come on, if the Bengals miss the playoffs and Zach Taylor goes, please, by all means.
You want Mike McDaniel and Cincy?
Why not? Or at least have Spax be hire Spax as the head coach and then have Mike McDaniel be your OC.
You're trying to get Spax? I don't think you're getting Spax.
I would take
I don't think
it.
You're getting that.
If they offered Spax, I don't know.
I don't think they would offer him the job. Anyway, but go ahead. Sorry.
So mine is, it has to do with New York, but there was a report that came out regarding Abdul Carter. Seems fake if you caught that yesterday. But
that report was funny.
But in all seriousness, though, what in the world is up with him? He's been benched multiple times this year. He's the number three overall pick. He's not giving the production that you expect out of a top three, top
what
five
was the,
pick.
What was the fake report? And then I saw Underdog tweeted out as fact as
oh,
well.
Wait, there was a
fake Twitter account that yes. we all were in our group chat talking about. Yeah. And then during the game, Underdog put out like one of their normal status updates. Yeah, and it listed Abdul Carter, parentheses, pornography.
Yeah, I saw that.
The fake report was that he was watching it in team meetings.
And his headphones failed or they disconnected.
Fake report. But you're not wrong in that Abdul Carter. But I mean, this happens every year. There are two or three busts or more in the top 15 every single year. And I'm not sure Abdul Carter's a bust by any means, but he does only have a half a sack this season. He was a top five pick, wasn't he?
Yeah. I think he was, I believe he was picked third to buy the Giants.
That's pretty bad.
Because that was the talk is could Abdul Carter go number one? Like, I remember that was a
defensive
thing.
Player of the year, like rookie, yeah. Rookie of the year favorite kind of guy at one point.
It's kind of weird how he's not producing almost at all.
that report was not true, by the way. Text line.
No.
No.
I mean, we don't know for sure it wasn't.
I mean, yeah, it seems unlikely.
It was from a fake Twitter account, okay? And people got by this parody account.
Look, he might have fallen asleep during a meeting or might have been not paying attention.
He's obviously
not doing
something he's supposed to do as far as work goes. You can't make it to work without getting through a meeting that way, then you got problems. And it's not going to work
out. Tells me as an NFL player, it's not something you should be worrying about anyway, you know? Should be all right. Should be all right there.
You should bring me stop trying to get benched. Yeah. By now, multiple head coaches.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.